Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chav Zayin. We left off on Daf Chav Vav and Beis, about 12 lines from the end of the page. At Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Meir. Last one on the line is Halacha. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. And it is also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Liz Chusser for Shalema, for Aryeh David Alevi, Ben Yehuda Shira. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to come to a psak halacha as far as the machlokas we had yesterday as to when kohanim are nosim is kapeyim, which tfilos during the days of tainus, during the days of the mamados, which tfilos are they nosim as kapeyim? Do they do it at mincha? Do they do it at ne'ilah? Then the gemara is going to discuss the halacha that a shikr, that somebody who's drunk, is not allowed to do nesias kapeyim. And then the majority of amud aleph is going to be about the mishmaros kuhuna, and specifically tracing how it worked, what the historical development of the mishmaros kuhuna was, who first instituted Mishmaros of Kuhuna, how did we get to the number 24, was it always 24, did it start at a smaller number, who expanded it, how many times did it expand, and then the Gemara is going to talk about not only how it originally developed, but how the Mishmaros Kuhuna were re-established in the times of Bayasheni, when Ezra came up from Bavel, and not all the Mishmaros Kuhuna returned with him, so how did they determine 24 new Mishmaros of Kuhuna when they only had a few to start with, and what happens if some of the others returned later on. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of Unshalma Parm Svasenu, which means that when we talk about Karbanos, it's as if we have brought the Karbanos. Then the Gemara is going to give three reasons why the Anshe Maimid don't fast on a Sunday. We said in the Mishnah that they fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but not Friday, obviously not Shabbos, and also not Sunday. So the Gemara is going to give three reasons why they don't fast on a Sunday, even though in our Girsa in the Mishnah already covered why it is that they don't fast on a Sunday, but there's apparently another girsa in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, how to fit two aliyos into five psukim. When you have a parsha, there's five psukim, because we mentioned that the Kriyas HaTorah that they do is three olim, but the Kriyas HaTorah that we identify for the first day only has two segments, one of five psukim, one of three psukim. So the one that's a segment of three psukim, that's very good. That's for one ola. The one of five psukim is for two olim. How do you do that? How do you work out five psukim for two olim? So we're used to this because we do this on Rosh Chodesh every single month. But there was a big debate in the Gemara how to work that out. Should we do what we do, or maybe there's another etzah, another way to solve that problem? Okay, so let's begin 12 lines from the bottom of the page. On Chavavam Beis. So we had this machlokas yesterday, when exactly are the Kohanim Nosim as Kapehem. Some Rav Yidam Rav Halacha Kremer, that we pass like Kremer, that the Kohanim Duchen on a fast day, even by Mincha, even by Ni'ilah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nagua Am Kremer. I wouldn't say Halacha Krebi Meir, but I would say Nagua Am Krebi Meir, says Rabbi Yochanan. Virava Amar, I wouldn't even say that. I would say Minag Krebi Meir. What's the difference between saying Halacha Kremer and Am Krameir, Minok Krameir? Either way, you seem to be saying that we follow Rabbi Meir. So Mandi Amar Alach Krameir Darshin Lampirka. If you say Alach Krameir, it means that we announce it from the rooftops. We let it be known. This is something that we paskin with great confidence. Mandi Amar Minog, the one that says that it's Minok Rabbi Meir, means that Midrash Lo Darshinan, but a Ri Marinan. It's not a Halach Psuka in the sense that we're going to go and darshin it publicly that we follow Rabbi Meir. But if an individual comes to ask, that's what we'll respond to him. Umandi Amar Nagu Arielo Mirinan, but the Avid Velo Madrinan Lay. And the one that says Nagu Ha'am Krabi Meir, we wouldn't even paskin that lichatchila to an individual. But if someone did like Rabbi Meir, we're not going to make him go back. What does it mean? Someone did like Rabbi Meir? It means that a Kohen goes up Leduchan to be Nosei as Kapav, and it's Mincha, it's Ni'ila. So we're not going to say no, come off the bima. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be Nosei Kapav. It does not mean that if he was already Nosei Kapav. Normally, that's what b'di'evid would mean, that he already did it, that if he was ready, they'll say his kapav, because there's nothing to talk about if he already did it. There's nothing, he already did it. It's over. But when we're talking about being machzir, it means that if he makes the move to go and he stands up there to be no say his kapav, lo madrinon, we're not going to make him come down. Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, halacha, Rabbi Yossi, we don't pass on Rabbi Meir, we pass on Rabbi Yossi, that by ni'ila of a tainus, there's no say his kapayim, but not by Mincha. chav etaynis va'alacha k'Rabbi Yosi, and says the Gemara, and that's how we paskin ni'ila, but not mincha of etaynis gets nasius kapayim. So ask the Gemara ve'inda my time of parsi kahani yadayu b'minchas etaynisa. Nowadays, why is it that the Kohanim are do nasius kapayim at mincha of a fast day? After all, Rabbi Yosi says you don't do it at mincha of a fast day. Answers the Gemara, no, because the way we time mincha on a fast day, it's more like ni'ila than it is like mincha. Kiven de besamach l'shkias hachama kaparsi kitfilas ni'ila damya. Since they do nesias kapayim samach l'shkia, they do it close to the end of the day, close to sunset. That's really normally the time for ni'ila, and therefore it's more similar to ni'ila. So just like we never made a gezera not to do nesias kapayim by ni'ila, so we never made a gezera to not to do nesias kapayim at a mincha that is timed like ni'ila. But typically the normal practice was to daven mincha much earlier in the day. That's when we have a gezeira not to do nesias kapayim at mincha, because that's when shichras. That's when it's more likely that a kohen will have drunk wine. Dukuli al mamias shikar also about nesias kapayim. Everyone seems to agree to the premise, though. The premise is that a shikar is not allowed to do nesias kapayim. The question is just when are we choshish for shichras? When are we not? So when are we making a gezeira to a normal day that would be choshish l'shichras? So minan emili. But how do I know the premise? How do I know the basic halacha that a shikar is not allowed to do nesias kapayim? So I'm Rabbi Shobel Levi Mishum Bar Kapara Lamanis v'chaparshas koyin mevarich leparshas nazir. Why is it that in Parshas Nasa, where the Torah tells us Kosavarchas Bnei Yisrael, and it tells us the Birchas Kohanim, it's juxtaposed with the Parsha of Nazir? So Lomar, that's to teach us Ma Nazir Asur B'Yayin Af Koyin Mevarich Asur B'Yayin. That just like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, a Koyin Mevarich, a Koyin who's duchening is not allowed to have drunk wine before he's Nosei Es Kapav. Maskav La'avuad Rabbi Zeir V'Amilah Oshay Bar Zavda Ima Nazir Asur B'Chartzon Af Koyin Mevarich Asur B'Chartzon. How far are you going to take that? A nazir is not allowed to have any grape product. He's not allowed to have grape peels or the flesh of a grape or anything. So you're going to say that a kohen noses kapav, if he had on his fruit plate for dessert, he had some grapes, that he's not going to be allowed to be noses kapav? Would you go that far? So Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra l'shorso l'varich b'shmo. The pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the kohanim to serve and to be l'varich b'shmo. So what it juxtaposes l'shorso with l'varich b'shmo. So we darshin ma mishares, just like a kohen is doing avodah in the base of Mikdash, is mutar b'chartzon, is allowed to have grape products, even though he's not allowed to drink wine, right? The pasuk says yain v'shecher al teish atu v'nech yitcha b'vachum el ol moed, that when he goes into the ol moed, when he goes to do the avodah, he's not allowed to drink wine, but he is allowed to have grapes. Saf kohen mevarich mutar b'chartzon. So that pasuk teaches me that a kohen mevarich is also allowed to have grape products, he's just not allowed to have wine. So it says the Gemara, Ima Misharis Bal Mumlo. Well, wait a second, if you're going to compare a Kohen is Nosei Kapav to a Kohen who's doing the Avodah, a Kohen who's a Bal Mum is not allowed to do the Avodah. Saf Kohen Mevarech Bal Mumlo. You're going to tell me a Kohen who's Bal Mum is not allowed to be Nosei Kapav? Why would why is it that we allow Kohanim who are Bal Mum to be Nosei Kapayim? That's what the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Chav Dalit, that a Bal Mum is allowed to be Nosei Kapav. So if people recognize the mum, it's not going to cause a distraction. The Gemara says that if people are not used to the mum, it's going to cause a distraction. Everybody's going to be staring at the mum the whole time instead of focusing on the bracha. So then it's going to be a problem. But normally, but it's not an inherent psul. If people are used to it, he lives in that town. Everyone sees him every day, so it's not going to be a distraction for people. So a bal mum is allowed to do nesias kapayim. But if you're going to learn from avoda, shouldn't you say that a bal mum is not allowed to do nesias kapayim? Gemara, ha'iskash l'nazir. Now that's where the hekish to the nazir comes in. That there's no din that a bal mum is not allowed to be a nazir. So therefore, we learn a kula from each one. That from nazir we learn a kula that a bal mum is allowed to be nosei kapav, and from kohen misharis, from avoda, we learn a kula that a person who ate grapes is allowed to be nosei kapav. Frak the Gemara, umay chazus the makshus l'kula akish l'chumra. Why did we emerge from this with two kulas? We should have emerged from this with two chumras.
chumras. We should have said, oh, you know what I learned from Nazir? That even a Kohen who had a grape is not allowed to be Noseis Kapov. And you know what I learned from Mishares? That even a Kohen Balmum is not allowed to be Noseis Kapov. Why don't we go in the opposite direction? We learn the Kula. So says Mar Asmachtan in Midrabanan Lukula. So since these drashos anyway are only in Asmachta, Midrabanan, therefore we darshan them Lukula. Even though typically, if it were a real drasha, we would darshan them Lukumra. It sounds very clear that Lamaskana, the Isra of Nesias Kapayim, when a person is shikr, is only Midrabanan, because these drashos we're saying are only midrabanan. So it's not only the din, it's not only these kulas that emerge, but the actual ikar adin that we're deriving from these drashos must only be a din drabanan, and that is that a drunk kohen not being nosei kapav is only a din midrabanan. In fact, that's what the smag writes in mitzvah sasei chav. The sugi and sota and daf lamed ches is mashma that a kohen mevarich is hukash to a kohen mishares, and the smag and the tosos point out tosos mesechs menachos that legabe mitzvah that the hekish is only for mitzvah samida but not for anything else. So the gvura sari brings rayas that the hekish is even alive lemaskana, that we're not saying that the hekish is only nasmachta, and he in fact takes out the girsa midrabanan from our Gemara, that for some, there's some other reason why we're utilizing this hekish to teach us kulas, even though the hekish is a viable hekish. It's not a din midrabanan, it's in fact a din midaraisa. The Sfasemes raises the question that the mashmos of our Gemara is that it's only midrabanan, but we find a lot of things that we're makish nesias kapayim ta'avoda. He quotes from the Ravid that has a girs at the end of our Gemara that the hekish l'shorso ulevarech. So he says the maskana, the Gemara goes back from the limud of Nazir, and it's only a smach to be alma. And the makar of the Yisra Nesias Kapayim by Shikr is learned from the Hekesh Ta'avoda, and that's a drosha gemura min haTorah. Meaning, there are two limudim over here. There are two akeshim. There's the Hekesh to Nazir, and then there's the Hekesh Ta'avoda. Just because the Hekesh to Nazir is only midrabanan doesn't mean the Hekesh Ta'avoda is drabanan. That might be the Hekesh to Nazir is a smich saparshios. The Hekesh Ta'avoda is the same pasuk. So it could be that that's a stronger hekesh, and that's actually a din d'oraisa that tells me that a kohen shikr is not allowed to be noseis kapav. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Eilin ma'amados. So now we're going to begin the discussion of ma'amados. So the Mishnah said, what are ma'amados? Lefi shenemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael. So it says, Maika Amar. You just ask, what are ma'amados? And then you give me a source. That's not an answer to the question. Sachi kamar, Eilin ma'amados, matam tiknu ma'amados. That you have to add to the Mishnah. The Mishnah needs to be saying, what are the ma'amados that we mentioned in the Mishnah that served in the Beis HaMikdash? And why were they misakin ma'amados? Oh, why were they misakin ma'amados? Lefi shenamar, because the pasuk says, "Tzavis mei solva marta leim es karbonil achmi li yishai." Pasuk continues, of course, "Reich nichochi tishmur la'akriv li b'ma'ado." So we darshan that a carbon tamid is a carbon sibur, which means that all of klal yisol are the bailim of the carbon. Ve'ech karbonim shaladim karav u'ein omer al gabav. How could you possibly have such a thing where you're going to bring someone's carbon and he's not there to be omer al gabav? Someone, the pasuk says, "Tishmuru la'akriv." How could you be shomer if he's not omer al gabav? And it's impossible that all of Klal Yisrael is going to be omer al gabav of the Karban Tamid each and every day, twice a day. So Iskinu Neviim Arishonim. So early Neviim, the Gemara is going to make it clear soon that these early Neviim were Shmuel Hanavi and David HaMelech. So early Neviim from the Neviim Rishonim were Mesakein Esim Arba Mishmaros, that there are going to be 24 groups of Kohuna of Kohanim, that each Mishmar will serve in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time on a rotation. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar Hayimaimid B'Yushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Neviim Shal Yisraelim. And each Mishmar had a representative group of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that are the shluchim of the entire tzibur to relate to the karbanos. He gives man Mishmar lalos when it came time for a particular Mishmar to go to Yerushalayim. Kohanim Levim, the Olim Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and Levim of that Mishmar went to Yerushalayim before their week began, in order that they should be there at the beginning of the week to start doing the Avodah, and the Yisraelim of that Mishmar would gather in their cities and they would start reading from Maaseh Bereishis, and they would daven that the Karbanos should be accepted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Mishnah went on to teach us. Tan Rabbanan, so we have a Braisa that elaborates a little bit more. Esim Rabban Mishmaros Beretz Yisrael, Shtayim Esra B'Yericho. There were 24 Mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael and 12 Mishmaros in Yericho. Shtayim Esra B'Yericho Nefish L'Tuva. Wait a second, that doesn't make 24 Mishmaros. 24 plus 12 equals 36. That's way too many. We're supposed to only have 24 Mishmaros. Ela Shtayim Esra Mehen B'Yericho. of the 24 Mishmaros, 12 of them were in Yericho. It's going to be Mavur in the next line of Gemara, according to most of the Rishonim. 12 of them in Yericho does not mean that there were 12 in the rest of Eretz Yisrael and 12 Mishmaros in Yericho. It means that of the 24 Mishmaros, half of each Mishmar was in Yericho. And therefore, it came out to a total of, it was 24 halves of Mishmaros, meaning every Mishmar was represented in Yerushalayim, and every Mishmar was represented in Yericho by splitting in half. And that's what it means, that Yericho means 50% of the people of the Mishmaros, because 50% of each Mishmar was in Yericho. When it came time for the Mishmar to go up, half of the Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, v'chatzia Mishmar haya olam Yericho, would go from Yericho to provide water and food for the ones that are actually going to be doing the avoda in Yerushalayim. Right? Rashi is goris v'chatzia mishmar ola li Yericho, not me Yericho. It's not that half of them happen to live in Yericho. It's that half of the mishmar would go from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. The other half would go from Eretz Yisrael to Yericho, which is near Yerushalayim, to be able to provide mayim and mazon to the other half that's in Yerushalayim. When the Gemara says Shtayim Esrei Mehen Bi Yericho, it doesn't mean that half of the Mishmaros lived in Yericho. It means that half of the Mishmaros would go to Yericho for the sake of the other halves of the Mishmaros that were all in Yerushalayim. So over the course of time, there were 24 half Mishmaros that went to Yericho. And that's why it says that Yudbe's Mishmaros were in Yericho. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbeinu Chananel has our Girsa and has a totally different understanding, but let's stick with Rashi. Amar Rav Shmuel, they're all bailim, and they all represent a certain segment of Klal Yisrael, and they all therefore need to be represented. And if you don't have a maimon of all of them in Yerushalayim, it is ma'akiv the karban. The Shagasari in Gvuras Ari says the lashon ma'akvin as a karban sounds like it means that if you don't have a maimon of Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, the karban is taka going to be pasul. Shita Mukubet says in Arachim Daf Yud Aleph, and the Meiri quotes the name of the Ravid, then no, they have to be there at the time of the Karban, but if there's no Maimed, the Karban is not going to be Pasul. Ma'akvinus, the Karban means that delays the carbon. Sometimes the word ma'akev means that it will pasul, that without it the whole thing is going to be pasul. Sometimes the word ma'akev means that you wait for it. So ma'akvin is a carbon. We'll wait, if the maimon hasn't arrived yet, but we have the carbon ready to go, we'll wait on the carbon for the maimon to arrive. That's what it means. It's a good enough reason to be ma'akev the carbon, to delay the carbon. Those are the two possibilities what this phrase means. Ma'akvin is a carbon. B'masnisa tana, Reb Shimon Elazar, that the Rabbi Shimon Elazar says Kohanim Levim Ukleishir Ma'akvin as a carbon, that he adds in that he takes away Yisraelim, but he adds in Kleishir, that Kleishir Ma'akiv the carbon, whereas Shmuel had said Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, but he didn't mention Kleishir. So B'maika Mifli, what is this machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Elazar? So whether Kleishir Ma'akiv the carbon, so Mar Savar Iker Shu B'peh, Shmuel, who doesn't mention Kleishir being Ma'akiv the carbon, must hold that the Iker Mitzvah Shira in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the carbon is the singing. It's not the instruments. The kleishir are just levesume kala, the way the Gemara in Sukkah describes it. The kleishir are just to make the singing easier and sound nicer. But the levim, their primary job was singing. So the kleishir, the musical instruments, are not going to be makiv the karban. Umar savar ikrashir bekli. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, no. The ikar mitzvah shira is using the instruments, and therefore those kleishir are going to be makiv the karban. So now the Gemara explains how Mishmaros developed. How did we end up with 24 Mishmaros of Kuna? Who came up with this system? So Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, Moshe Tikei Lem LiYisrael. It started in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe was Misakein Shmona Mishmaros. Arba Mei Elazar V'Arba Mei Yisamar. Aaron HaKohen had two sons that survived, and Elazar and Yisamar. So Moshe Rabbeinu set up that there should be four Mishmaros from Elazar and four from Yisamar. The Meiri points out Elazar and Yisamar did not have four sons each in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't have have a large enough family to divide it up into four from Elazar, four from Isamar. It was Moshe Rabbeinu anticipating the growth of their families. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken that when their families grow large enough and there's going to be a need for, there's going to be the ability to split it up further, it's not just going to be Elazar and Isamar, it's going to be four Mishmaros that emerge from Elazar and four Mishmaros that emerge from Isamar. Bashmuel came Shmuel Anavi, and he was misaken another eight Mishmaros from Midan al Shesh Asrei, and he turned the eight into 16. But David, then Midan Alasim Bar Ba'a. And then David HaMelech came along and turned it into 24 Mishmaros. Shenemar, Pishnas Harbaim, Lamalchus David, Nidushuvi Matzim, Gibori Chayil, Biazim Gilad. The Pasuk is talking about in the 40th year of David's reign, which was after Shmuel had died. So you see that David did something after Shmuel had died in terms of the Mishmaros. So he's the one that divided up into 24 Mishmaros. Shmuel was not involved in that. Shmuel made it 16, went from 8 to 16. David brought it from 16 to 24. So Meisvei says the Gemara, but wait a second, we have a brisa. Moshe tikin lem liyisrael shmona mishmaros arba me'elos v'arba me'isamar ba David u'shmuel ve'midon al esim v'arba shenemar heima yisa David u'shmuel haroa b'munasam, that David HaMelech and Shmuel and Navi together were misakein mishmaros of Kuna Levia and Levia, and they were mekayim that which is knowing throughout the rest of history. So it sounds like David and Shmuel did this together, that it wasn't like we said previously, like Rav Chama said that Shmuel brought it to 16 and David brought it to 24. Sounds like together they decided to bring it to 24. Says, no, no, no. Hachi kamar. What it means to say is that at the end of the day, mi yisildo shel David u'shmuel armasi, hemi d'malasim arba. If you want to know how we got from 8 to 24, it's by the time both David and Shmuel were done with it, we ended up with 24. But ein achinami, it happened in stages, it happened incrementally, that David brought it to 16, and that Shmuel rather brought it to 16, and David brought the number to 24. Tanya idach, so Gemara brings a Raisa disagrees with what we just said, and we're going to use it as a kasha on Rav Chama. Tanya Idok, we have another Raisa. Moshe tikin lelim liyisrael sheish esrei mishmaros. Moshe wasn't misakin eight mishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin 16 mishmaros. Shmona me'elazar, shmona me'isamar. Eight from each, elazar and isamar. Unlike Rav Chama, who said that it was only eight mishmaros. Ukshavu b'nei elazar b'nei isamar. And when the b'nei elazar outnumbered the b'nei isamar, so it didn't make sense to have an even number of mishmaros from each one. Chilkum v'amidim al esrim arba. So they split it up in a way that they now had 24 mishmaros, but 16 of them were for the b'nei elazar, and eight of them were from the b'nei isamar, because there were so many more b'nei elazar than there were b'nei isamar. Shenemar v'yimatzu b'nei elazar rabim l'rashi akvarim min b'nei isamar. Pasuk is explicit that they found that there were so many more b'nei elazar than there were b'nei isamar. V'yichalkum l'b'nei elazar rashim l'beis avos shisha asar l'b'nei isamar l'beis avos. Shmona. So it's beferish in the pasuk that it became 16 from the Bnei Elazar, 8 from the Bnei Isamar. The Omer. Not only that, there's another pasuk. Base of echad achaz leElazar, the achuz achuz leIsamar. That base of echad achuz leElazar and achuz achuz leIsamar. That they added a base of one base of to Elazar, connected each base of that he added initially, which connected the Shmona Mishmaros that he had. They added another Shmona, and so it's all together 16 Mishmaros, and that which they had originally, which Isamar had originally, they kept. They didn't add anything to Isamar. So Elazar had doubled, and Isamar stayed the same. Maiva Omer, why do I need the second pasuk? It already said in the first pasuk that it broke down 16 and 8. So why do you need to tell me that one stayed the same and one doubled? Obviously, that's what happened. If the other pasuk said 16 and 8. Now, I might have thought that just like the B'nai Elazar expanded, so to the B'nai Yisamar expanded. And maybe we should say that originally there were only four Mishmaros from the B'nai Elazar and four Mishmaros from the B'nai Yisamar, and like Rav Chama originally said, and they both expanded just at different rates, that one of them doubled and the other one quadrupled. So the Mishmaros expanded for both of them. So that's why I need Shmona Meikara Meikara Arba Havu. And B'nai Yisamar have Shmona now, but originally originally there were only four. So that's why Tashma, that's why I have another pasuk, to tell me that Pnei Yisamar didn't have anything added to the Minyan Mishmaros that they had originally. The Minyan Mishmaros that they had is exactly what they have now. But bottom line is, all of this is Tiyufta Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Rav Chama Bar Gurya said Moshe Rabbeinu was originally Mesakeh in 8 Mishmaros, 4 for Elazar and 4 for Yisamar. Over here we're saying no, that it was originally 8 for Elazar and 8 for Yisamar. So I'm like, Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Tanayi. Rav Chama Bar Gurya says, that doesn't bother me. It's a machlokas Tanayim. How many Mishmaros Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakeh in? Vanu Adamri, Ki Aitana, Damar Shmona. And I simply hold, like the Shita that says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakeh in 8 for Elazar and 8 for Yisamar. So it's not a problem at all for me to say that they were originally started with Moshe Rabbeinu being Mesakeh in 8 for each. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Mishmaros Olam Minhag. Now we transition not into the history of how the development of the Mishmaros originally, but how they were reinstituted. That after Galus Bavel, we came back into Eretz Yisrael, or some of us came back into Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, way too few went back to Eretz Yisrael after Galus Bavel, and a lot of the Mishmaros Kuna did not come back into Eretz Yisrael. So the Navi describes what happened. So the Brisa elaborates on that, that there were four Mishmaros that came back into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra for Bayis Sheni. And those four Mishmaros were Yedaya, Charim, Pishchur, and Ve'imar. So Rashi points out in the bottom, Mibayli, the Pishchur lo ksiv gavi chavtal Mishmaros. He says we have a little bit of a problem that Pishchur is not mentioned in Divrei Hayamim among the 24 Mishmaros. So we don't know where this family came from. So in the Bach, on the side of the Gemara, he suggests that since in Sefer Ezra it mentions Pishchur among the four Mishmaros that came up from the Kohanim, it sounds that one of the 24 Mishmaros had another name. And we don't know which one it is exactly, but one of the other Mishmaros that are mentioned in Divrei Hayamim was also called Pishchur. So the Gemara is referring to a secondary name of that Mishmar. Or he says it could be that one of the names of the Mishmaros changed to Pishchar because of the because of whatever happened that moment. They decided to change the name. The Marsha's Miyashiv, that in the days of Yirmiyahu and Navi, we find Pishchar ben Emar HaKohen. Emar is among the 24 Mishmaros in Divrei Hayamim, but in Bayesheni, the Bnei Pishchar became a larger Mishpacha, and therefore the Bnei Pishchar split off from the Bnei Emar into two Mishmaros, and that's why they're called Bnei Pishchar. Okay, anyway, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, the Nevi'im came along, among the Nevi'im who were among them at that time got up with Chilkum and Ve'amidim al Esrim Ve'arba. They divided these four Mishmaros that actually returned. Each one was divided into 6 parts, and they therefore became 24 new Mishmaros of Kuhuna. So how did they do it? Each family would write, let's say, in the Mishmar of Yedaya. So the Yedaya came before Charim, and the Charim comes before Pishchar, and Pishchar before Emar. But they didn't know how to be Misader, the 6 categories within Yedaya, the 6 families within Yedaya into 6 Mishmaros, and what order they should go in, which one should come before the other, how to do the rotation. They knew the rotation among the 4 of them because they always had that from Bayis Rishon. But within each of them, now that they're dividing each of them into 6, they didn't know how to be Mesada them. So they did a raffle. They wrote the names of each of the 24 new Mishmaros on pieces of paper. So Blalum, they mixed them all up. When the son of Bakalpi, and they put them in a box. So Bayedaya v'natal chelko v'chelik chaver of sheish. So Yedaya came, and he took his name out of the box, and also 5 others, the five that emerged from his family. They did it in order of the 4 Mishmaros, so each raffle had only 6 names in the box, but they would pick out the names to arrange the Seder within each of the 4 general families. And then they made a deal that even if Yoyariv, who was the first of the Mishmaros in Bayis Rishon, if they were to return from Gola, from the Golas, Yedaya still goes first, because they came back, and Yoyariv didn't. So Yoyariv comes back later, you don't get to reclaim your position as the first in the order of the Mishmaros. Yedaya Iker v'Yoyariv Tafalo. Yedaya is always going to come before Yoyariv. Yoyariv is going to be Tafel, is only going to work after among one of the other Mishmaros of Yedaya, one of the the other five that belong to Yedaya. And obviously then we would split Yedaya itself into five and not into six in order to make room for Yehoyariv. But Yedaya is always going to go first because of that. So then the Mishnah said, Yisol Shabbos Mishnah Miskansu Ba'arein V'karin Masa Breshis. Now we're moving off from the history of Mishmaros, and now we move to the next topic. So we said that what did they do? The Yisraelim in the Maimed would gather together in their cities and they would read from Maisa Breshis. Minanimili means, what does Maisa Breshis have to do with Ma'amados? Why would they read from the Maisa Breshis just because it's their Maimed to bring the Karbanos? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barecha, Amar Avasi, Il Mole Ma'amados, had it not been for the involvement in Karbanos of the Ma'amados on the Skaimu Shemaim Va'aretz, then Shemaim Va'aretz wouldn't exist. Meaning, that's why we read Maisa Breshis, because if the Jewish people would be wiped out, then there would be no Shemaim Va'aretz, and the only thing that keeps the Jewish people going is Karbanos. So Dafka, when you're doing a Maimed for Karbanos, which is this key to survival of the Jewish people, that's when we read about Shemayim Va'aretz, because it's, whatever is the key to survival of the Jewish people is the key to survival of planet Earth, that the whole world wouldn't exist. Shemayim Va'aretz wouldn't exist without Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in the Bris Mei Nebusarim, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Bameh Eda Ki Irashena, that Avram Avinu was saying, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael Chotel Fenecha, Ata Osalem, Kedara Mabel, Ukedara Flaga. I'm nervous at what's going to happen when my children do Averos, when my offspring does Averos. Maybe you're going to do to them like you did to the Dara Mabel, like you did to the Dara Flaga, and you're going to wipe them all out. So how do I know that there's going to be a Kiyum for my descendants? There's a Prispek of Psalm where Hashem promises Avram Avinu that he's going to have a child. Well, what's the purpose of having that child? Is he going to be able to continue that forever? Is that going to be something that we're always going to have to be nervous that maybe there's going to be Chas V'Shalom, some sort of terrible genocide where all of Klal Yisrael is wiped out? How do I know that that's never going to happen? Meretz Chayis is a little bit bothered. He says, Hashem promised Noach that there's not going to be another Mabel. So that's how you know that that's going to happen. He needs a new promise. So the Meretz Chayis writes that the Shvuah is that he's not going to bring another Mabel Shalmayim, but he could still bring a Mabel Shalesh. He could still bring other things that will wipe us out. So that Avram Avinu wanted to guarantee that you're not going to use any method to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lav Amar Lav, it's not going to happen. Amar Lefanav, Avram Avinu challenged him. He pushed him further. Ribono Shalom, Hodieni, Bameh Irashena. Tell me, what's going to be these zuchos? How are we going to be mechaper for our averos so we can know that we'll always have a path back? We'll always be able to get back to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lefanav, Baruch Hu said, Kechali Egle Meshleshas Ve'ez Meshleshas. Take some karbanos. And that was hinting to him that that's always going to be our zuchos, that we're always going to have the zuchos of karbanos in order to find our way back. So Amar Lefanav, Avram Avinu said to the Ribbono Shalom, Tenach Bezman Shemesh Mishkayim, I understand how we could have Kaparas Avonos when there's a Beis HaMikdash, because we have all of these Kabanos. But Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when there is no Beis HaMikdash Matei Aleim, how is Klal Yisrael going to be saved from their Averos? So Amalo, Kvarti Kantalem, say their Kabanos. Bezman Shekorim Bel Mephanei, Malani Aleim, Kilu Krivim Mephanei, Vani Mochalem, Kol Avonoseihem. That don't worry, there's such a thing called Seder Kabanos. And when they read the Seder Kabanos, and it's as if they were makrav the Kabanos, and when they don't read the Seder, and therefore I'll be mochel all of their averos, ki ilu they brought the karbanos itself. So that's going to be their key to be able to find to get back to geula. There is a discussion whether by karbanos it says this idea that if you're osek in Torah's carbon, it's as if you're a makrav of carbon, like Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben Avsarim, or maybe even by other mitzvos where you can't do them, you can't actively do the mitzvos, that the din is such that through limra Torah in any mitzvah, it's as if you're makayim the mitzvah. Meaning, is this dafka a din by karbanos, or is this a din by anything, by any and every mitzvah? So the Chavetz Chaim writes that the Gemara in Bamatzia, Kufiyah Dalar and Beis, makes it clear that the Amoraim were big bikiyim in Seder Kachim, just like there were Bekiyim in Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, which are Nogea, Halacha, Lemaisa. So apparently they became such Bekiyim in Seder Kachim because it was necessary to learn Seder Kachim in order to make it Ki'ilu Ikrivim. But it sounds that in Seder Zroim they were not such Bekiyim because you don't have the same guarantee in Seder Zroim. That in Seder Zroim, when you learn Seder Zroim, it's not as if you left Peya in your field and you gave, Peret and all of those. Learning Seder Zroim is not Ki'ilu Ikrivim. That's that's dafka a promise that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to Avraham Avinu when it comes to kachim, when it comes to karbonos. However, not all achronim agree. Others say that no, that's the way we do all mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs that we're no longer able to do, that you learn about the mitzvah, and that itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah itself. In the Tshuvas Chikrei Lev, he writes that the limud about a karbon that it's not is good and it provides some kapara, but it's still not exactly like the karbon itself. It's just that it will protect you somewhat. It will give a partial kapara. How do I know this? Because the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha would be kosev al pinkasa. When he did an avera b'shogeg, he would write al pinkasa to be maybe chatas shmena, to bring that when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, that he's going to have to bring a big fat karbon chatas for the avera that he had done. Why? Just learn about the karbonos. Ki ilu ukrivum. It's as if you brought the karbonos. Elamai, not really. It's not exactly as if you brought the karbonos, but it will protect us until we get to the point where we can actually bring the karbonos. But we still need to try to get to that point, and then when we do get to that point, we have to actually bring them. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmar, he mispalad al karbon achayim sheiskabel bratzon. The Anshei Mishmar would daven for the karbonos of the Talmud that were brought for all of Klal Yisrael, that it should be accepted. V'Anshei Maimid, and the Anshei Maimid, miskanslan beisaknesses, yoshin arbatanios, they'd gather together in the Batei Knesios, and they would have four fast days during the week. B'Sheni B'Shabbos B'Shlishi B'Revi B'Chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Why those days? So B'Sheni Al Yodei Ayam, and they would fast on Monday, corresponding to people who are traveling by boat in the ocean, that they shouldn't be shouldn't be harmed, even though it's a dangerous journey, and that relates to on Yom Sheni Yihi Rakia B'Soch Hamayim. So since that's what happened Yom Sheni, so that's why they would fast for on Yom Sheni B'Shlishi on Yom Shlishi, they would fast and daven Al Holchei Midbaros for people traveling in the Midbar, that they shouldn't be damaged by Chayos Ra'os, shouldn't attack them. Why? Because on the Shlishi it says V'Teira HaYabasha, so that which happens on Yabasha, for those who are traveling by Yabasha, they would fast. For a V'i Al Askara on Yom Revi'i, they would fast for people who suffered from an illness called Askara, which was an illness of the throat that caused people to choke to death. Shalot Tipal Al Tinokos, that children shouldn't suffer from such an illness, because that's the day that Nitla Ma'oros, Yihim Ma'oros, but Ma'oros is spelled Chasar, so we read it as Me'era, as a Klala, so it's a Sakana for people to be cursed on that day, that they're going to get sick, so they fast for that. But Chamishi, Al Ubrus Menikos, on Yom Chamishi, they daven for Ubrus Menikos, Ubrus Shleya Pilu, pregnant women that they shouldn't miscarry, and Menikos, she and Nikos Benayan, and the nursing women that they should be able to nurse their children, because on Yom Chamishi it says, Yishrutsu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, so they daven on Tinokos, that they should be able to be born, and those that are born, that they should be able to survive. Ube Erev Shabbos Lo Hayim Esanin, but on Erev Shabbos they did not fast. Why not? Mipnei Kvod Shabbos, because of Kavod HaShabbos, not to go into Shabbos when they're hungry. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos Atzma, and if even on Erev Shabbos you don't fast, obviously you're not going to fast on Shabbos itself. The Marsha raises the question, why does the Gemara have to say why it is that they don't fast on Erev Shabbos and on Yom Rishon? It's obvious why not. We just said that we gave an exact reason why they should fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If I don't have a positive reason to fast on Friday or Sunday, so you don't fast on Friday or Sunday, why do we have to give a dafka a reason not to? If you don't have a reason to, so then you don't fast. So says Marsha that it must be that they had a reason also for Friday and Sunday to fast, but the Gemara doesn't mention it, because we say that reason is not going to ultimately be the determining factor, because we have a better reason not to fast on those days. Okay, back on the Shabbos, my time alone. Why is it that we don't fast on Yom Rishon? Amar Rabbi Yochum Nea Notzrim, it's because of the Christians, it's a special day for the Christians, and if we fast on their special day, they're going to get very upset at us, so we don't fast on that day. Rabbi Shomar Nachman, meaning the Achronim point out, we're not Koveya a fast Dafka to be on that day, but if a fast falls out on that day, if an existing fast falls out on that day, then we do fast on Sunday. Rabbi Shomar Nachman Yom Rei Shehu Shlishi Liyitzira, nothing to do with the Christians. It's Shlishi Liyitzira. It's the third day from when man was created, and that's when man is weakest. Just like third day after a bris, a baby is weakest. Shlishi Liyitzira. Shlakish Amnei Neshami Yisera. Zamrei Shlakish Neshami Yisera. Nitna Babadim Erev Shabbos. Umatzai Shabbos Notan Olsami Menu. Shnemer Shavas Vayi Nafash. Kivan Shavas Vayi Nafash means Vay of the Nefesh. It's like Vay Nefesh. Whoa, that we lost this Nefesh. We lost this Neshami Yisera. So we're reeling a little bit on Sunday, because we lost the Neshami Yisera. But those these are the three reasons not to fast on Erev Shabbos, either because we're worried about the Christians, or because it's the third day from when man was created, and therefore there's a chalishus that we have on Erev Shabbos, or we're reeling from the loss of the Neshama Yisera. There is a fascinating tshuva, in the tshuva sefer called Givas Halavona, Simon Nun Hei, where he was asked about a child that was unable to have a mila bismana. The baby wasn't ready for a mila bismana, and then the mila happened shalom bismana. In the end of the day, it was going to happen shalom bismana, and they wanted to know, once it's anyway shalom bismana, can we do it on the day of the pidyon haben? We'll have one suda, so we'll do a pidyon haben and a mila all together, because shalom bismana you can delay anyway. So in the tshuva sefer he says, no, you're not allowed to do that. When you have a mila shalom bismana, you're supposed to do it as early when it's ready, when the baby's ready. That's when you do the mila. So he said, but I could see from your letter, I don't know how long it took, right? How long the baby was waiting from the time the letter was delivered to one place and then delivered back. But he said, I could see from your letter that your plan is that you wanted to do the bris on a Sunday. He said, anyway, you shouldn't do a mila shalom bismana on a Sunday, because Sunday is the day of chalishos, so you should delay. You're not allowed to delay a mila shalom bismana, but you should delay it to a Monday. Once you're delaying it, once you can't do it on a Sunday because there's a sense of chalishos. So Kleisenberger quotes this in the tshuva, and he says that we never had such a minhag. That nowadays, most of the time that you have a mila shalom bismana, people find a reason to delay it to a Sunday very often. That's often what happens, that they delay it to a Sunday. So he said, Dafka, not to delay to a Sunday, because of the chalishos. So we never heard of such a mesorah. We never have such a tradition not to delay it to a Sunday. But So maybe we'll get into that tomorrow. How they would split up the parsha of Bereishis, which is five psukim, into two different aliyahs. But Hashem, we'll get into that at the beginning of tomorrow's year. Have a great day.
Thank you.